The main reason is that the Chadian military at 30,000 strong is the largest in the Sahel, and it's considered the most capable. And it has been very willing to take the fight to these violent extremist groups. So it's a key contributor to a number of the regional security initiatives. However, I think it's important to point out that, you know, this narrative overlooks the fact that Chad itself has been a highly unstable country under the 30 years of Deby's rule. You know, there have been armed opposition groups, coup attempts, and periodic attacks on the capital and N'Djamena. And indeed, you know, we shouldn't overlook, you know, Deby's death is a result of the instability that had been stirred up under his long rule in Chad. And so there are a lot of pent-up grievances. You know, there's a 47% poverty rate in Chad. There's high levels of inequality, you know, perceptions of corruption. And Chad ranks, you know, 187th out of 189 countries on the Human Development Index. So this notion that there has been this great bastion of stability under Deby, I think is a misnomer. And it, you know, that conflates longevity with stability. In fact, you know, Deby has presided over a very unstable regime. And I think with his passing, we'll continue to see instability within Chad.
France backed the military council as the transitional government in Chad to maintain stability. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's a move that really bears further introspection. Chad has been a highly unstable, you know, government under Idriss Deby, even though he's been in power for 30 years. And it faces a whole array of domestic security challenges and sources of instability. When you rely on such a government for a regional security cooperation effort, it is going to be inherently destabilizing and unreliable. And so the fact that France is doubling down on this strategy, and one in which we've just seen an unconstitutional change in power, I think it portends very unfavorably for stability in the region. And indeed, we have seen a growing strength in the militancy in the Sahel. And so I believe, you know, I think Deby's death provides an opportunity for a pause and a reassessment of regional security cooperation efforts in the Sahel.